The following program was previously recorded. It's time for a special edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you tuning in today. You have probably seen or heard of Billy McWagon. He has done the shows Yesterday and Today, Rock Twist at the Omaha Community Playhouse, and is very well known for being Buddy Holly and his newest show, Rave On, The Music of Buddy Holly. It's returning to the Omaha Community Playhouse in a new drive-in concert experience. This is definitely what you would call a socially distanced event, tailor-made for today. Billy McWagon on with me right now. Hello, Billy.
Mike, it's great to be here with you. How you doing?
Doing great. It's wonderful to talk to you again. And my goodness, I'll be the millionth guy to say in these trying times we have, it's going to be a little fun to have a family-friendly music show, isn't it?
It's going to feel good to do anything, to be honest with you. Yeah, so when this all happened, you know, we had no idea what anybody's future in theater looks like. Obviously, we couldn't go indoors, and so just in talking, we thought, well, this drive-in concept is cool. What would work? And we all kind of said, well, the 50s music would kind of be cool. And I said, listen, we've been doing a different version of Rave on the Road, one where I don't dress as Buddy Holly or say that I'm Buddy Holly, but play the music and tell the stories that I've always told. You know, I'm double Buddy Holly's age at this point, so I feel a little weird putting on the glasses and saying, hi, I'm Buddy Holly. So we're gonna play the music, and I'm not saying that we're going to wing it in any way, but we're going to be super flexible because this is new for everybody. And all I know is the feeling of getting in front of people again will be unlike anything I've ever felt. So,
well,
even if they're in their cars in a parking lot, it's totally fine with me.
Well, you know, you make a great point because, of course, on television, I've been watching some of the comedians and the late night talk show hosts doing their shows without an audience. And an audience really feeds the performers. I mean, I've done stand up myself, and without that audience, wow, it's just a little flat. So this has got to be amazing that you're going to have real people out there.
I mean, two months ago, we never knew if we were going to ever be able to do it again. So this is the glimmer of hope. So yeah, I mean, I've been recording an album in my garage and I perform it in my head every night just because I need to do something, you know, and I need to get this out. So yeah, whatever happens here, we're just looking forward to it, man.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the logistics. This starts on June 11th, runs through the 14th, and then runs for two more weekends, the 17th through the 21st of June and the 26th and 28th. If somebody happens to be looking for tickets, you can go to omahaplayhouse.com. But the deal is, folks, they make a reservation, and this is all cashless, touchless, so you've got to make your reservation and buy your tickets ahead of time, and then you pull up in your car with your people in it, and the cars are checkerboarded. So that everybody's socially distanced. It really is kind of that 50s drive-in feel, isn't it?
And we're going to get an FM station that people will be able to tune into, which I said was the most important part to me. I thought that would be the coolest thing, that people will be able to tune in on the radio station to hear in the area what we're projecting, just like a drive-in. So, you know, again, I shrug my shoulders and say that. That's the theory. I mean, we're just ready to go for it, you know? Music will happen, however it happens. So,
absolutely. This is great. You had mentioned you're going to do Buddy Holly. There's Elvis, the Everly Brothers, Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, pick something from the 50s, and there's a good chance you're going to hear your favorites on this concert, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's got all the songs that people are familiar with that have been in Rave On for the past 15 years. We've just added a few things, you know, just because we love to play Everly Brothers songs. We love to play Elvis songs. So you'll get all that energy, socially distanced as it may be. But I have this grin on my face because, again, this is the most normal thing I've done in 3 months. So
absolutely.
I'm talking about a show I'm doing, and I can't believe it. It's so exciting.
Well, and you really are one of the rare cases in the country being able to do a show in front of a live audience that's safe for everybody. That's pretty neat. And there's one other thing I want to add about this. Because it is checkerboarded, folks drive into an assigned parking spot, and the spot next to you is empty. So on the driver's side alone, you can bring lawn chairs and set up lawn chairs if you want to get out of the car and enjoy some of the summer night there. You are able to do that, which also does add to the ambiance, if you will.
Sounds cool, right? I mean, I remember when we did the Buddy Holly show in 2002, which now is, the early 2020s. Yeah,
right. My goodness, a man of your advanced years.
In the early 2000s we did it. I just remember that car clubs would always come to the show and kind of, be in the parking lot and tailgate before the show. So it's going to bring that feel back. It should feel really familiar to people and normal in this time. So we're looking forward to that.
That's fantastic. Well, it starts on June 11th. It's 11th through the 14th, 17th to the 21st, 26th through the 28th. For information, you can call 402-553-0800 or go online to omahaplayhouse.com. He's Billy McGuigan. He wrote it. He produced it. He is performing it with his band and Rave On, the music of Buddy Holly returning to the Omaha Community Playhouse outdoors. Billy, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Mike, it felt so great to hear you say that. So thank you. It's my pleasure.
You bet.